And but I really wanted to understand what that word meant. And all those things about the mark of the beast and things like that. What does all that mean, you know? So all those things kept going on in the back of my mind for several years. I didn't feel like the church I went to had the answers for what was what I really asked for. So I stopped going to church there, but I kind of went to different churches here and there as time went by. And I'll never forget how when I was a sophomore, I was in college at San Diego State University. And I was really asking more questions. I was only going to school part-time because I had to work up a lot to help my mom out. And I still never heard of any Seventh-day Adventists or anything in my life. But I began to read more and more about Revelation and things about the rapture, you know, and stuff like that. And I began to think, Pathfinders, that there was no answer. There must be a way. God wrote these words for us to understand, and it must be understandable. Because every time I'd ask a pastor or someone else, they'd say, well, there's just some things that we can't really understand or that were not meant to be known to us. And I thought to myself, that can't be right. God put it here for a reason. He meant it to be understood. He wants us to follow it. And whatever that message is, for a lot of that stuff, I really want to know what it is. And nobody seemed to have the answer. Well, I'll never forget one day, as a very young man, I prayed and I said, well, Lord, I don't know what this all means, but if you would just show me what it means, I'll follow it. I said that to him one day. And even then, at that point, I never knew any Seventh-day Adventist or even heard of the church, to be honest. And the funny thing is, the very next day, I had this friend that I had known since, junior high school or so. We were friends. And I was at his house. And he said, you know, Craig, I have this book that I read the first chapter of, and I thought you might be interested in it. I said, oh, well, what's it about? And he said, well, it's about the book of Revelation. You've been kind of studying that, haven't you? And I said, well, yeah. And he said, well, maybe you'd like to read it. I read this first chapter. It was about the fall of Jerusalem. It was really fascinating. I said, well, okay, I'll give it a shot. And so he gave me that book. It was something called The Great Controversy by Ellen White. That was the very next day. And I still never heard of any Seventh-day Adventists. And, well, I got the book, and I started reading it. And little by little, I was enraptured by what I read in that book. I was fascinated to learn about the Sabbath. I was fascinated to learn about, you know, what really happens when somebody dies, which made more sense than anything else I'd ever heard in my life. And about, you know, what the true mark of the beast is and things like that from the book of Revelation. All of a sudden, it came to me. It came to make sense to me. And I said, I went back to my friend. I said, hey, you got any more books like that? I read through that whole book in about 2 or 3 weeks. I was so fascinated by it. That whole thick book, right? And so I said to him, you got any more books like this? And he goes, well, yeah. I said, where'd you get all these? He said, my grandmother gave them to me. As it turns out, this young man's family was not Adventist. His mother had left the church. I don't know all the reasons. She never said to me. But the grandmother was a Seventh-day Adventist. And she had given her grandson all these books. He had the whole Conflict series, as I later found out what all that stuff was, right? He had Steps to Christ and Messages to Young People and a whole bunch of stuff there from this that are published by Seventh-day Adventists. And it wasn't her grandson who read them. It was her grandson's friend who read them. And they were sitting there in his bedroom. And I read Desire of Ages after that, and Patriarchs and Prophets, and stuff like that. And so I read a whole bunch of these books, and finally I said, you know, I think I'm going to go find a Seventh-day Adventist church. So what I did was, I didn't know where one was, so I looked it up in the phone book. The closest Seventh-day Adventist church to me at that time was what was then known as the North Park Seventh-day Adventist Church. So we're talking way back, aren't we? And so one Sabbath, I went to that church, not knowing a single solitary soul in that church. And I listened to the pastor speak and everything. And after the church service, I went up to the pastor after the service and said, you probably think I'm crazy or a nutcase, but I already know everything the Seventh-day Adventist Church believes, and I want to be baptized. Yes, he thought I was crazy. It's true. He said, well, son, we'll study for a while, and we'll see, you know, and when you're ready for baptism, then we'll see. And he saw that after I started studying with him, that I did know everything, all the doctrines of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And I was later baptized in that church. And when I was baptized in that church, I thought my life had really started to make a change. I'd met someone, a young man who was a member of that church, who was a college student also like me. And he was about to go on to Japan and be a student missionary. And I'd already had 2 years of college, and I thought, well, I think I want to change my major. I don't know, but I'd like to do something different. And he said, well, why don't you go to Japan with me and be a student missionary? So I signed up, and I did that. And I went to Japan for 2 years, as it turned out. And then I came back, and I really wanted to go to a Seventh-day Adventist college to finish my education and not finish at San Diego State. And so, but I didn't have any money. My mother was very poor. So I pretty much had to come up with it myself. And I said, well, Lord, you know, I don't really have any money here of my own much to attend a college like that costs money. So if you really want me to go there, then you'll have to provide the way. But as it turned out also, when I went to that church that I was later baptized in, that there was a doctor there who was our family physician, but I didn't really know he was a Seventh-day Adventist, although he had the Bible story books in his office. And I remember going and seeing those books, and he heard me one time there talk about my experience in Japan and so forth, and he sent me a note in the mail, and it says, come by my office, I'd like to see you. And so I did, and I never said anything to anyone about wanting to attend a Seventh-day Adventist college. And he says, well, I've known your mom and you for a long time, since you were little, and he says, I understand you'd like to go to a Seventh-day Adventist college. And I said, well, yeah, I'd sort of be interested in that. But I never said anything other than that. And he said, well, whatever you don't get in scholarships, I'll pay for the rest of your tuition. And so, again, God opened a door for me to go to college. So I finished at La Sierra. It was part of Loma Linda University then, but La Sierra College. And I graduated with a theology degree there, religion degree. And I became a youth pastor at Northern California Conference, and then went to Andrews and finished there. And we were in the mission service for 7 years after that. Susan and I were missionaries in Micronesia, an island of Panape, Micronesia, for many years. And we had a lot of evangelistic meetings there and built some churches and stuff. And I had a lot of an enjoyable time there. Our daughters were both born there as well. And we came back to America. And since that time, I've become a teacher and at Valley Center High School. But the point I'm trying to make to you is this from all that, is that in my entire life, not one person came and told me, hey, you know, have you ever heard about the Sabbath of Jesus coming soon? And as it turned out, after I became a Seventh-day Adventist, I found out that right down the street from me was a Seventh-day Adventist member of that church that I was baptized in. Right down the street, like 4 houses down. I was surprised by that. And in fact, there was a kid there who went to the same public elementary school that I did. And anyway, so I found out that, but they never invited me. Maybe if they invited me, I would have come. And that's kind of the theme of our this year in Pathfinders, isn't it, young people? Isn't it invite? Invite someone to come to church. Invite someone to come to Sabbath school. Invite someone to be a Pathfinder. Invite someone to some special meetings you're having here at church, whatever it might be about. Because God can use you to bring people who have opened to the Holy Spirit. And you don't know who those people are sometimes, but God will lead you to them. I am convinced of that. Because, you know, in my life, God has me being kind of a missionary. I like to go to places where there's not too many Seventh-day Adventists. That's why I went to the little island in Micronesia for those many years. We went to Cambodia for a year and helped do some evangelism there. But now, God has me as a teacher at Valley Center High School, where I teach 12th grade English and AP Literature and Composition, head of the English department there. And the interesting thing is that I believe you could be a missionary wherever you're at, wherever you go, whatever you do, and with whomever you come in contact. I never forgot how God led me when I was young, how He opened the way for me, and how He showed me the truth because I wanted it. And even though no one showed me the way, the very stones cried out, saying, here I am, follow me, follow Jesus. Here's His word. This is what it means. And I believe that there are many other people like that out there, that when the end of time comes, they will depend on people like you and Pathfinders and me to show them the way, because He's coming soon and they really want salvation, but there's no one who's fully explained to them the truth of the matter. Because Satan is out there trying to devour, isn't he? He doesn't want anyone else to be saved. He wants everybody else in this world to be destroyed like he is going to be. And so if it isn't for you, many people might not know and might not be invited to hear the truth of the salvation that he has to offer for us. And so, as we go to high school, for example, at Valley Center High School, it's a smaller high school by public school standards. We have about 1,350 students. We live in Valley Center. But because I teach English, and I 12th grade English and AP literature, there are a lot of allusions to the Bible in much of literature, is there not? And poetry. Lots of it. And I like to get to know my students on a personal level. And they always ask me eventually, not doesn't take long, so Mr. Adams, what church do you go to? They always ask me. Well, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. Seventh-day Adventist? What's that? I go to church on Saturday because that's the Sabbath. What? Sure it is. Saturday's the seventh day. No, Sunday is. Well, there's a dictionary right there. Look up Saturday and look up Sunday and tell me what you find. I say that in every single class and every single year. And it's amazing to me, the kids that say, wow, you're right. Haven't I not planted a seed right there? You know, over the past several years, three of my high school students have been baptized. Just from that. And then I say, well, you have some questions? Come see me after school. I'm not breaking any laws. If they fire me, they fire me. But they're not going to. God has me there for a reason. For those to be there for those kids. And God has you there, wherever you are, for a reason too. You have a ministry. You have a mission. Pathfinders, God is training you to be witnesses for him as well. That's why you're a pathfinder. That's why I believe in pathfinders. That's why my kids were pathfinders. That's why I'm still a pathfinder, even though my kids were out of it 10 years ago. Because I love pathfinders. It's easy for me to quit and not do pathfinders anymore. It's easy. Yeah, it is. There's other things I could do, but you know what? God wants me to be a missionary. He wants you to be a missionary. He wants you to share with others with whom you come in contact about Jesus soon coming. Because if we don't invite people, the very stones will cry out, will they not? And that's why the more we see the signs of the times, that Jesus soon coming, the more we should be out there sharing with the gospel with whom we come in contact. Because God will put you in such a position if you decide you want to follow him. It could be a neighbor. It could be a friend. It could be a relative. It could be a co-worker. It could be a fellow student. I don't know. But God knows who they are. And he will lead you to them if you are willing to be led. That's the key word right there. If you are willing to be led. There are people waiting, just like I was, to hear the good news of salvation, the good news of Jesus' second coming, the good news about the Sabbath and the state of the dead. Last year, the senior class at Valley Center High School elected me, I guess, to be their speaker at the graduation at Valley Center High School. Not too many Adventists get that opportunity. But they all know that I'm a Christian. They all know I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. Believe me, they know, all of them. And they don't always do and speak and do the things that many other of the teachers or students might do. Yet in spite of that, they still chose me anyway. And I said to them, well, why did you pick me? Because you care about us, is what they said. You know, boys and girls, because you care about your neighbors and your friends, they'll come to Jesus because of that. And I believe that strongly, with everything in my heart and soul and mind, that for every single person sitting here in this church, every one of you, God has called you. There is someone that can be led to Jesus and become a member of this church just because of you. Just because of you, one person. And I want to encourage you to invite one person. Pray about it. Ask about it. Who could that person be? And invite them to study with them or bring them to church. Because that was what God has us there for. Because we are missionaries, not just by what we speak, but by what we do, by what we say, by what we think, by our actions we are known. Isn't that right? And so God has us in those positions. God has a plan for each one of you, for each one of us. Pathfinders, God has a plan for you. I don't know what it is yet. You might not know what it is yet. But God knows. And if you're willing to follow Him day by day, moment by moment, He will lead you to where you need to be. Now, if I was a kid your age and God had told me that I would be a teacher and a missionary and a Pathfinder leader, I'd probably run around screaming. I wasn't ready for that. I don't want to do that. But God leads us gently, step by step, every step of the way, so that when we are ready, He can tell us what that plan is. And so adults, it's no different. You can be a missionary at any age, any education, any color, just by what you say and do. So my brothers and sisters today, my challenge for you is to share with those with whom you come in contact, with whom God puts in front of you. Do the stones have to cry out? Is my question for you. Do they? Do the stones have to cry out in Fallbrook and Temecula, wherever you may live, because no one invites them to church? Who will invite them if not you to Sabbath school? Who will invite them if not you to Pathfinders or to study the Bible? Or to, hey, you know, there's a great channel on TV called 3ABN or the Hope Channel or whatever, you know, that you can invite them to do. Or you can invite them over to your house for dinner. Give them a book or a magazine. Worked for me. May not work for everybody, but it worked for me. I'd like to thank that grandmother. She died many, many years ago, my friend's grandmother. She has a star in her crown because of those books she gave to her grandson. And I'll never forget, after I'd read those books and before I went to that first Seventh-day Adventist church, I said, Bill, I'd sure like to meet your grandmother. And we went to her house. She lived up in Lake Elsinore, and we visited there. And she pulled out her Bible. I'd asked her some questions. You know, that woman knew her Bible. I was very impressed. She told me about the 2300 days and explained all that to me and everything. And, you know, she really knew her Bible. I was impressed with that grandmother. And there are people like you out there, grandmothers, grandfathers, parents, who can do the same thing for maybe a friend of your child or grandson or granddaughter. You don't know, but they're out there. Just all you have to do is invite them. There are many seeds that are planted. Some will come to fruition. Some will not. But that's not for me to worry about. That's between that person and the Holy Spirit. I know that I'm going to do everything I can to plant the seeds for the truth in people's hearts wherever I go, whatever I say, whatever I do. And God, you can do the same thing, planting seeds. It costs nothing. Maybe a little courage, but that's about all. And God will give you that if you lack it. My friends, I was never invited. The stones cried out. But it doesn't have to be that way for you. God has put you here in this church. He has blessed you with the truth and with whatever situation you are in. I'd like to share with you one last text in Matthew 24. I'm sure you're probably aware of it. In Matthew 24, verse 14, Jesus says, "And this good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." In Greek, it's the perfect tense. And then and only then the end will come. Yes, there's going to be earthquakes and famines and all these things. But when you see that these things happen, go out into all the world and share the good news, because then and only then the end will come. The end is dependent on us to share the good news. And that's what the promise is here. This is what Jesus prophesied would happen, and it's happening before our eyes. The more I see it, the more in the world that I've gone, the more I see it. We even had Pathfinders in Pohnpei, that little tiny island. So I want to encourage you here today, church members of Fallbrook and fellow Pathfinders, to invite someone to know Jesus so the stones do not have to cry out. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the good news that you've given us of salvation, that you're soon coming. We look forward to it with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.